Welcome to the Jet Setting Family Travel Podcast. My name is Rod, and along with my wife Jess and kids Santi and Nora, we sold our stuff, quit our jobs, and embarked on a full-time travel adventure all over the world as photographers and travel journalists. This week we are exploring Vietnam, and we're excited to give you a recap of all of our adventures on a future episode. But for today's show, Jess had the opportunity to speak with Lizette Austin, also known as Jet Set Lizette. She is a travel coach and an expert in travel hacking. So if you're interested in finding out all the ways to get and redeem travel points through credit card signups, make sure that you listen to today's episode. And without further ado, here we go.
I am so excited to be here today with Lizette Austin, also known as Jet Set Lizette, who is an awesome travel coach. So thank you so much for being here with me.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited to be here and looking forward to chatting.
Yes, we're so thrilled to have you. First, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm based in Seattle in the United States, and I have a husband who's a photographer, and I have a teenage son, and I basically have been doing travel coaching for the last, I don't know, 5 or so years, because I've always loved to travel. I'm kind of obsessed with travel, and it led me, my passion for travel sort of accidentally led me to creating a new second business. I'm actually also a web designer. I do a number of other things. I'm a writer. So I have a lot of different threads going on, but the constant piece has been travel. And I've been lucky enough to be able to travel a ton recently.
So I've seen through your travel coaching, which is awesome and something so many people could use just to help get that step up. Because sometimes people need that little push to let them know it's possible, that travel's possible. So it's sometimes nice to have that coaching and that mentor to figure out how to make it possible for different lifestyles. Can you tell me a little bit about what travel coaching for you entails?
You know, it's interesting. There's not really a lot of people out there who use that term travel coaching, but as it sounds and exactly as you described, I'm really available to help people who have felt like they want to get out there and travel more. And the services I'm providing right now have a lot to do with earning airline miles and hotel points, and also how to book award travel, because once people get airline miles and hotel points, they can often feel overwhelmed by how to use those. I've ended up really kind of specializing in earning miles and points, but I'm also talking with people about how to just get into that mindset that you were talking about, you know, just not really putting it off, you know, do it now. Because I also know a lot of people that I've taught how to get a ton of miles and points, they'll sometimes then just hoard them and sit on those miles and points because they're almost afraid to use them. So it's just getting into that mentality of getting out there.
That's awesome. You need to tell those people to use them or throw them our way. No, just kidding.
Right. I know, exactly. Like, if you're not going to use them, please donate them to me or a number of my friends.
Yes, we would love some points.
And let me just say, the reason why I even started doing this was just out of frustration, because originally my husband was a carpenter and a contractor for many years. And so he would remodel, you know, he was doing remodels, kitchen, bathroom, that kind of thing for people. And so he had a lot of overhead because he would put, you know, all these supplies would go onto his credit card. So we had like an Alaska Airlines Visa card. We ended up accumulating maybe like 25,000, 30,000 miles a year, maybe more, maybe up to 50,000 because it'd be a $50,000 job, something like that. So that went on for a number of years. And then he followed his passion and became a full-time photographer. And I thought, now I can't accumulate the same kind of miles. What am I going to do? So back in, I think it was 2011 or 2012, I started looking online and I saw that, you know, people were saying they were earning like over 1 million miles in points. And I was like shocked. And I also thought it was kind of crazy. I remember there was one guy, Million Mile Secrets. He's still out there. He's one of the big ones. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. This guy's insane. You know, what do you mean he got 1 million miles in a year? Like, I would never do that to my credit score. I'm not going to open a bunch of credit cards. This is nuts.
And I think that's what we thought, is you'd have to put so much money into it. Like, oh, they must be spending so much money. That's not possible for us.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. And I decided to try a modified version of it. That's what I thought. I thought, well, you know, that's a good idea to open some new credit cards. I'll just open a few and try some of the techniques that he's talking about. We'll see what happens. Well, after my first pass at it, I had 400,000 miles pretty easily. And I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? Like that, that's amazing. I've never had 400,000 miles before at once, you know? And it really didn't require any effort. I was just doing my regular household spending. And so I did it again. And I did it again. And then pretty soon I went over the 1 million mile mark. And then after that, I was sold. And I've pretty much maintained over 1 million miles every year since then.
What trips have you been able to do with points you yourself have accumulated?
I've traveled to a lot of different places. I've been able to go to Brazil. I've been able to go to Tokyo, New Zealand, Argentina, Europe a number of times. And the best part is I usually pay something like, I think the average is anywhere from $11 for a flight to maybe $60.
Wow.
That's how I got started. And that's how the business got started, because a lot of people started wondering if I had suddenly become independently wealthy or won the lottery. Like, they didn't know what was going
you
on with me.
Secretly won it. I didn't want to tell anyone.
Because they're like, didn't you just fly to Brazil and now you're going to Europe like 2 months later? And then wait a second, what? You're flying to the East Coast? You know. So I started getting a lot of requests from people to explain what I had done. And so, you know, I would point people towards some online resources, but they wanted to talk about it. So I started forming these little workshops. Those were very popular. Those kept going, you know, every quarter and then every couple of months. And then suddenly someone was like, you should do an online course. So things just kind of happened that way because there was a lot of interest. As far as just some general information about it, I guess it's more of a suggestion about mindset that I tell people to have, is to really not be afraid of some of the things that seem like would happen. For example, my concern was my credit score. That's probably the number one concern people have. Aren't I going to trash my credit score opening a number of cards? And the honest answer is no, it doesn't have to be that way. It's more about how you handle that. I don't have any credit card debt aside from what I'm working on in the current month. Like, I pay off my credit card bills at the end of the month. I do not pay interest rates. I treat it kind of like a debit card whenever I'm using a credit card. So it does require some discipline, I suppose. But even for people who feel like it would be too overwhelming, there's ways to do it that's smaller. You don't have to do it on a big scale. So that's one of the big like mindset shifts, I think, is just don't be afraid to try it. And then another thought I want to mention that I often do is the gold mine is in the opening of the credit cards. It's the sign-up bonuses. Yeah, it's getting the sign-up bonuses.
We realize that.
Yes. And so, you know, if I always say, like, if you have one card and you're putting all your spending on it, at the end of the year, say for us, it's about $3,000 a month we could put on a card. I mean, it varies. We're a family of three, you know, other people will be less. But, you know, at that rate, that's like $36,000 a year. So 36,000 miles. Well, I can open one credit card and get 60,000 in just in that one action. And so I could, in the same amount of money in a year, I can open and get over 1 million points, or, you know, miles and points. So it's a huge difference if you start thinking about sign-up bonuses and not just focusing on one card.
And do you typically open like one card at a time and then close that one out and get another one? Or do you sometimes have multiple cards opened at once?
So as far as opening cards, the idea is that you do open more than one card at a time. You don't have to, though. It's really up to whatever your comfort level is. And that's the kind of thing I help people determine. I mean, there's articles out there on the internet about that, like, you know, how to determine how many cards to open. And a lot of it's based on what you can handle yourself financially. And that's another tip I have for people is before starting, it's really good to make sure you kind of know where you are financially, how much you can afford to do this in terms of minimum spends. So, you know, when you open a credit card, it usually requires a certain amount be spent within usually 3 months. So maybe $2,000 on the card within 3 months. So, you know, if you can open however many, if you open way too many cards and you can't make that minimum spend in 3 months, that's not good. Because the whole idea is you're not going to put extra things beyond what you would normally buy. You know, it's not like, oh, okay, well, I'll go out and buy, you know, a couple TVs and, you know, whatever, because you have to be able to pay it back to zero. So I guess my answer is it depends on what makes sense for each person. And that's what I help people kind of sort out.
Do you ever find, because I guess we, at least I, Rod might have looked into it more, find that like there's sales on flights points wise as well? Like there's a better season or time of the year to be buying your flights to use less points for a similar one?
So kind of better award redemption?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, there's high season's going to be the worst. And you typically have to book really far ahead. So summer, going to Europe in the summer is trickier. However, that's another thing I've heard people say is, I don't know if I can do this in any way. What's the point when you get miles and points, you can't use them? You know, I've tried to book with my awards in the summer. It was a failure. So it is possible to do. It just requires a little more finessing and a little more pre-planning. I will sometimes book 11 months in advance for if I know I'm going to travel high season. Then other periods, low season, yes, you can get really good deals. And sometimes there will be sales. It really depends on those kind of peak travel times, depending on where you're going. I do have a tip though on my website about, you know, if anybody listening is on the West Coast, you actually can use British Airways miles to book on Alaska Airlines for a very low amount of miles. So there's some tips and tricks to even getting around some of those peak season award booking issues.
It's interesting listening to how much you've saved, just to realize how much money we kind of like leave on the table, per se. Mm-hmm. How much in our everyday spending, as you were mentioning, we could be getting free travel and we just don't put in that little extra effort to do so, and how much we're really missing out on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like I said, you know, just the idea of starting small. I'll give your listeners a little tip, hot tip right now. I mean, these tips change, like as far as actual credit card sign-up bonuses, you know, they change. So over time, this could maybe not, you know, become obsolete. But there's a credit card called the Aviator, and it's American Airlines miles. And what's great about it is it's a Barclays bank card. But what's great about it is you open it, and you get 60,000 miles on American Airlines after one charge, right?
Wow.
So just one charge. So you go and get a latte and you're done, 60,000 miles. So, you know, if I open one and then my husband opens one, we now have 120,000 miles, right?
For one latte. That's crazy.
For at that point, two lattes.
Well, I'm going to have to go sign up for that now.
Yeah. There is an annual fee, and it's $95, but that's one. I mean, $95 for me for 60,000 miles is totally worth it, because that's round trip to Europe. So, you know, tell me if you could get a round trip ticket to Europe normally for $95. I don't think so. So it's really, that's an example of how it could be just something small. And it can get even, you know, very more complicated from there. I do think that it's just a matter of realizing you don't have to do it to an extreme level.
Where do you get the most value for your points typically, on airlines or on hotels? Because I know, I guess we've only used ours on airline miles. Do you get like the same value if you compared it to how much you'd spend in dollars?
Yeah, so it really depends on, of course, like the hotel, which hotel chain and which hotel you're staying at, and what you've kind of, what angle you've got going with your points. For example, for a while, this doesn't really exist anymore, but there was a card you could open and you'd get these free Hilton certificates, like two nights, any Hilton at all over a weekend. And so my husband opened the card, I opened the card. We had four nights free and we could use them at the Conrad, which is a very expensive, the very expensive version. So the value was very high because we could spend it at a very expensive hotel. So I'm always telling people, don't wait to get started, because it's changing. And right now it's still great. It's still worth it. But slowly the banks are, you know, kind of saying, Now I do want to add one little thing. Having said that, that's another thing that people often say is like, am I doing something illegal, unethical, or bad when I do this? Like, you know, am I just being a jerk to the banks or something by opening all these cards and getting these rewards? And I just have to say no, because first of all, the banks are not silly. Like, they're not dumb. They wouldn't do this if they weren't gaining something from it. And so they basically are hoping to get our money and, you know, we're going to pay interest. And obviously it pays off for them. They would not do this and partner with airline miles if it didn't help them with mileage plans and that kind of thing. So they're offering legitimate bonuses. We're taking them. And, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong or illegal by opening the cards and just saying, thank you for my bonus. I just had to throw that in there because that comes up.
I see where like the travel coaching helps in the sense that for me, I feel like we can look up the card, open the card. We have all these points. And then it's like, we don't know how to get the most bang for our points. Like,
exactly.
We don't know how it's, I feel like there's so many complexities that go into that. And it would take a lot of time to research it all to figure out where can I invest these points and get the most out of it. Is it at a hotel? Which hotel? Should I accumulate them? And those are the things that's like, it's time consuming.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure we can travel. Like we could do it, but it's like, had we had that little extra help, would we have been able to get more?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's how I ended up making an online course because, you know, when I first started teaching, well, again, sort of informally, just talking to my friends about what I was doing, kind of like you and I are talking now, I always love talking about it. Like it's one of my favorite things because again, I just love that I can travel for free. I want to help other people do it. So we would talk and then I started doing the workshops and people would come and then I started having repeat people. They would come back and I thought, I even asked them, I said, so am I just a terrible teacher? Or like, didn't you just take this 2-hour workshop like a month ago or 2 months ago? And they said, well, we just want to like, you know, check back in and we have some more questions and also we have like new goals or whatever. And they just wanted to like be able to talk about it. And because even though the information's out there, it can feel overwhelming to sift through everything online. So they would just prefer to just talk about it with someone who's done it a ton, you know? So that's when I created my online course because I realized that if they had, you know, something to refer back to that they could easily look at like a video module about that topic of opening and closing cards or booking award travel or, you know, when to transfer points or, you know, to airlines or hotels and that kind of thing. So I started to accumulate that in one place because it is hard to hang on to all those details unless you do it a bunch like I do. And people do learn it. Like it's not impossible. That's the other thing I want to say is you really can save a ton of money. My brother-in-law, my friends, I have lots of people who've done this. And after a while, you just get the hang of it, you know? But I just say start and try because you'll be amazed at what you can do with just a little bit of input. It's just such a great thing to be able to travel whenever you want.
So thank you so much for being with us here today, inspiring us a little and hopefully encouraging us to start saving those points.
Yeah, thank you, Jessica. It's been great talking to you.
So there you have it, guys. I hope you learned as much about travel hacking from Lizette as we did. If you want more information regarding travel hacking and credit card points, make sure you check out her website, jetsetlizette.com, and also tune in to her podcast, The Globetrotter Lounge. As always, we appreciate you listening and make sure that if you do enjoy the show, that you go to iTunes, CastBox, wherever it is that you listen and leave a review. We are happy to feature reviews on our upcoming episodes. So if you want to be featured on an upcoming show, make sure that you send us a screenshot of the review to hello@thejetsettingfamily.com or send us a message on Instagram @thejetsettingfamily. Next week, we are coming to you from Vietnam and are excited to share all of our adventures in this beautiful country. So please subscribe, and until next week, happy jet setting. The music for today's show has been provided by The Long Valley with additional music by BMC.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.
Ever wonder if they were listening to you? So did Al Franken. Yep, that Al Franken. He was just on our podcast impersonating his former Senate colleagues in the name of privacy.
What the Hack with Adam Levin will make you feel more chill about the unchill things that happen online and off with easy-to-understand tips to make your life a little less hackable.
Join us as we look at the ways people get scammed and hacked. What the Hack with Adam Levin is a weekly cyber true crime show that unravels a fresh new hell every Monday.
What the Hack with me, Adam Levin, available wherever you get your podcasts. All right.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Jennifer Lincoln, board certified OBGYN, and you may know me from social media where I spend a lot of my time educating about everything reproductive health. This podcast is called Let's Talk About Down There, and that's what I'm doing. I am talking about down there with no shame, no stigma, a lot of fun, and a lot of education. And why? Because when we talk about these things, we educate and we empower ourselves. Call in, leave a question, and know that it's okay to have questions about your body, and we're going to answer them.